morning. Thank you so much for joining me today in our devotion. I know that as we start to face a new year arriving, we want to take this 2020, throw it in a box and burn it. But you know what? We so often want our life to be smooth sailing. We don't want the roller coasters. We just want to go back to normal, whatever normal looks like for you, and just have a season of peace where we can just gather our thoughts. But you know, that isn't real life. And even Jesus experienced a roller coaster right at the start of his life. We see the Magi come and present them gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold. But look what happens in Matthew chapter 2, verse 33. Now when they had gone, talking of the Magi, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." You talk about a roller coaster happening in your life. One minute you're being celebrated, the next day you are literally running for your life. That is what Jesus experienced. But we see how God provided for the family. They had frankincense, myrrh, and gold to get them through that Egypt. And God warned them and told them, this is what you needed to do. Even Jesus, when he was on earth, he declared this in John chapter 16, verse 33. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." You know what? We will never have peace in our circumstances. There's always going to be something. Jesus promised us that we would have trials and tribulation, but he said, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, and that I am going to give you the peace that you need inside of you." Not necessarily on the outside, but from deep within, we can face this roller coaster of life that we know. We don't know what 2021 is going to bring us, but we do know this, that there is a God who loves us, who provides for us, who protects us, who warns us, and wants to be there every step of the way. If you don't know my Jesus, I would love to pray with you, and I would love to invite him into your heart to become Lord of your life. Please know that you don't have to be afraid of 2021. He's gone before us, he knows us, and he's going to be leading us every step of the way. You are highly favored and deeply loved.